Valentine's Day 2021. There is a belief that Valentine's Day is a manufactured holiday to sell flowers, candy, and home appliances. While this may be true, it's also a day where society allows for the public addressing of affection for the people in your life. Many are confronted by the isolation the world has presented them on this day. They only see the darkness, the loneliness, the separation from the world that 2020 has brought. However, it is the start of a new year, and this isolation, separation, and darkness do not have to dominate. Close your eyes. Take a breath, and as you release the breath, open your eyes. What you will see is the world that awaits you. It's still here. It's still present and, for the most part, unchanged from before in its physical form. But there's a difference. The world is now hidden behind masks. This was a manifestation of the separation, but no longer. Valentine's Day reminds us it's okay to recognize the person behind the mask. You don't need your eyes to see the people you love. As you are nearby or even seeing their image on a screen, you can now feel free to connect with them. Find their energy, connect it to yours. Use love as the extension cord to connect the power across distance. Love and memories ensure that you could reach anyone you care about, share their dreams, hear their voice, reconnect your lives to a harmonious path. In the realm of energy that surrounds and binds the world, these connections are possible and required to move everything forward. The light of the world is ahead. Love shared with those that are important to you, clear the clouds and let the path forward shine. Don't waste your love on non-reciprocal relationships. After a year of negativity and adjustment, find the positive. Declare your conviction to the positive and the direction it shows and embrace that path. Valentine's Day is the point of declaration. Decide who and what matters. Tell the world. Restart your life on that path. First by loving yourself and who you are, and next by loving the people that want to go with you, and keep both of your companies and support on this journey. There are many types of love. So, old acquaintances, new acquaintances, old hobbies, new activities, the path to those goals and those positive experiences all begin with the true love for yourself, who you are, and how you got to here. Then you add the positive energy from these items and these people to help bring you to a better place in this world. So, in a time of social distancing, separations, and covering everyone's persona with a mask, celebrate Valentine's first with yourself. You are the one you spend the most time with. Then celebrate the people who show you love and respect, and add the people who bring you joy by showing love and respect for your dreams and goals. It is this combination that makes the day special. Say it loud. Share this love with the world, the air, and the sounds of nature. Make your life and love part of the positive energy of the world. If enough people celebrate this day, this energy and the long reach of the connections with it can push away the negativity for the day. And fixing one day is a start on fixing the rest of the time ahead. Always say thank you for being my Valentine and being part of the positive energy in my world.